Yes, Mr. 411, I'm working on a mock draft. I had the number 3 overall pick, 12-team league, Yahoo, and with the 3rd pick, after Jamal Charles and Lacey came off the board, I selected Adrian Peterson. I had a dilemma. Do I take Bell, knowing that he had a lot of receptions last year, knowing that he would be in a potent offense, veteran quarterback, excellent wide receiver, but he is going to miss. Bell is missing 2 games right off the bat. So my debate is, do I go ahead and take the known, which I mean is Adrian Peterson will play in his first 2 games. So do I take that risk and go ahead and just try to have the best player available for my first 2 games of the year? Or do I take a chance, wait it out, and hope that Bell comes back ready to roll? I chose to take Peterson. Now it's rolled back around to me, and it's my turn to make a selection. Again, the available players for Seth, Jeffrey, Green, Jordy Nelson. I think I'm going to go ahead and go with Nelson. Jordy Nelson will be my second-round selection because Dez Bryant's off the board, Julio's off the board, Demaryius Thomas is off the board. So I want to go ahead and make that selection. It's whipping back around real fast here. See, A.J. Green, I chose Nelson over Green. You know, I'm sure a lot of you will have that dilemma as well. So I have one. There's a back-to-back coming up by the 12th slot. Let's see if Seth's still available. I have 2 more picks here coming up before it's my pick again. Jeffrey, Alshon Jeffrey still available. But I'm going to go, it looks like, let's see, there's 2 picks ahead of me. And Justin Forsett's on the board. He's still on the board. Jimmy Graham just went. Let's see. Somebody reached up and grabbed Graham. Let's see. Right now is my Justin Forsett just came off the board. It's my pick. I have 25 seconds. My choices are Jeffrey, Alshon Jeffrey, Randall Cobb, Melvin Gordon, T.Y. Hilton, Frank Gore, Lamar Miller, Russell Wilson. I think out of all these guys here, I'm probably going to go ahead and go with T.Y. Hilton. He's playing with Luck. And that's just a lucky situation. I'm going with T.Y. Hilton. I feel comfortable with that pick. I don't have to worry about it week in and week out. If he's going to have a good offense, bad offense, hey, it doesn't matter. You know, I know that the Colts will have an excellent offense all year. They have the floor general in Luck. So Hilton should get quality passes, quality looks. I'm going with Hilton. This is a PPR league as well, so that helps. So my 3 players so far, Adrian Peterson, Jordy Nelson, T.Y. Hilton. Okay, Emmanuel Sanders came off the board. I feel like Hilton's better than that. So I'm very happy with my pick. I'm going to have a long wait here because I won't pick again until the latter part of the 4th round. So until then, I'm just going to kind of scope out and see who's available. A couple guys that will not be on the board. By the time I pick again, Frank Gore, Russell Wilson, probably DeAndre Hopkins, Drew Brees, Matthews, Jordan Matthews. A lot of these guys are going to be off the board. I probably, at this point, need to take a look at, okay, I have 2 receivers. I have 1 stud running back. Frank Gore just came off of the board. Russell Wilson probably won't be there. So let me think ahead. I'm probably going to go, Drew Brees won't be there by the time I pick again. Maybe Big Ben, Carlos Hyde, Ellington, Peyton Manning. So there's a couple players there that should give me quality output. So I'm going to sit back and just hope that I can receive. Well, Russell Wilson is still hanging in there. Maybe he gets overlooked. I have 9 selections to go. Will Russell Wilson still be on the board? And obviously that depends on what the other teams have. Well, someone passed over Russell Wilson again. Maybe I'll try a chance here that I have Drew Brees or Russell Wilson. Oh, Russell Wilson just came off the board. So with 7 more selections before I pick. Drew Brees is off the board. Okay. So now it's falling into the possibility of having a choice between Ben Roethlisberger, Carlos Hyde, Andre Ellington. That's tough. Mark Ingram's off the board. Somebody must have went by the default. Big Ben is off the board. There's a couple more selections to go here. This is round 4. Alfred Morris is off the board. Todd Gurley's off the board. Jordan Matthews is off the board, and now it's my pick. I have a choice to make here. Calvin Benjamin, we know he's injured. Carlos Hyde, Andre Ellington. I'm just going to take a chance and go ahead. I'm going to step outside the box and pick up Amir Abdullah. I'm reaching. However, I feel like it's round 4, and I want 4 players that I want. Maybe he makes it, maybe he doesn't, but he may not make it back around to me, so I'm going to go ahead and get who I want. Look, someone just picked up Jonathan Stewart. There's 2 more selections to be made before I pick again. Right now I have Jordy Nelson, T.Y. Hilton as my receivers, Adrian Peterson, Abdullah as my running back. Oh, someone picked Martavis Bryant. That's a nice pick. However, he is probably the 3rd to 4th best player offensively for that team. Peyton Manning just went off the board. So now I'm at a dilemma. Do I pick up wide receiver? Do I pick up, because this is a 3 wide receiver league. Sorry, people, I didn't tell y'all that. Let me go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and pick up Andre Ellington. And I'm going to pick him up over Carlos Hyde. PPR league, I think I should go with Ellington over Hyde. So now I have 3 running backs. Ellington is my flex player. Well, and based on this, he'll be my bench guy. So, because you only can start 2 backs, 2 receiver, 2 backs, 3 receivers, a quarterback, tight end, and a kicker. So I feel good about that situation. I have 3 running backs that I can rotate. They all... I have 2 solid receivers. So now, depending on who's available when it rolls back around to me again, I may look at if I can get a top-flight tight end, I'll do that. Because there's still plenty of quarterbacks out here. My goodness, you know, you still have, like, Matt Ryan and Stafford. Those are guys that I can pick later and still get, you know, 2-3 touchdowns in the game from those players. So I feel good about the quarterback situation. I can wait on that. So I will probably take the best wide receiver or best tight end. Goodness, CJ Spiller's out here. That may change things. Amari Cooper's out here. I could take a chance with three wide receiver league. I may have to look at Cooper if he's available. Spiller's off the board. Okay. I may have to look at that because, goodness, if Cooper's going to get a lot of looks, and that just may be the way I go if he's still available. Because in a three wide receiver league, I'm going to need three wide receivers. Duh. But I need three of them to start. I need three solid receivers to start. So, oh, Cooper just came off the board. So, that's the end of that strategy. Now, I may turn my attention to the quarterback position. I may go ahead now and find me a quarterback that I feel can give me two or three touchdown passes in a game. It won't be Cam Newton. Hey, Eli's out here. And Eli has some weapons this year. I'm just nervous about all the interceptions because if, you know, you get minus points for interceptions, and I don't have time to give points away. However, man, if Eli can turn it up this year, I mean, he's going to have Beckham. He's got Cruz. If he gets the big tight end back this year, he should be throwing some, at least, he should be flirting around with 28 touchdowns. I'm still waiting here. Matt Ryan is off the board, and he did not make it to round, to the latter end of round six. Cam Newton's off the board. So, at this point, do I go Rashad Jennings? Do I go Eli Manning? Do I go running back by committee with Doug Martin to get some depth there? Do I go Bennett at tight end? And I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to go with Eli Manning. I know it sounds crazy. However, Manning has some weapons this year. And they're playing the Eagles twice. They're playing the Redskins twice. Let me get Eli Manning. So I have Eli Manning as my quarterback. So Eli, Jordy Nelson, T.Y. Hilton, Adrian Peterson, Amir Abdullah. I'm a playoff team right now, so we know that much. Because, you know, everybody's going to pick up a kicker and a defense. We know what that's going to do. And I have Ellington as my third back. Man, if Eli can really show up this year, that's going to make me look very smart. Now, I could have waited and went with Matt Stafford. So that's a debate. You know, probably could have went with Bennett at tight end. And then came back and still get Matt Stafford. However, you know, it is what it is right now. So I better get a tight end before the run starts. Julius Thomas looks like the best available one, in my opinion. Sleeper. And the reason why I say sleeper, because he's on the bad team, Jacksonville, and he's no longer going to have Peyton Manning throwing to him, but that's okay. We're going to roll with Thomas. So now, looking at my roster, Eli Manning, Jordy Nelson, T.Y. Hilton. I need another receiver. My running backs, Adrian Peterson, Amir Abdullah, Julius Thomas. Okay, I can care less about the kickers and defense. So now I'm at the point now where I'm going to – I have three backs. So either I'm going to get some more depth at running back or I'm going to find me a starting wide receiver. Because I really, in this league with three wideouts, I don't want to have, I want to have three receivers that's going to scare people when they play me. Situations. You have Benjamin who's hurt. So somebody's going to get a lot of catches in Carolina. You have Decker. Well, I don't like the Jets situation. Anquan Boldin. He's been around too long. Steve Smith. Been around too long. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a chance. I'm hoping that Jarvis Landry will still be available. If he's available, by the time I pick again, I'm going that direction. I may even take a chance to go with Cruz because let's not forget that Victor Cruz. Before there was Beckham, there was Cruz. So he was the wide receiver that came out of nowhere for the Giants, and he was a big-time weapon. Injuries do that to you. Injuries put you in a position where people want to forget about you. Not this kid. I remember you, Cruz. So let's see if you're going to be available by the time I pick. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 more selections to go before it gets to me. Out of those 11 selections, I have a strong feeling that Cruz will be available. I don't think Landry's going to make it based on this default list. So I'm going to shoot for the moon and go ahead and have Landry in my queue. But if he's no longer available, if he gets selected, at least I'll be amongst the stars and I can end up with Cruz. Thought about Torrey Smith, and that might be a good sleeper. That might be an excellent third receiver to have, but Kaepernick is not accurate enough for me. I think I'll just hitch my wagon to Eli Manning and his experience and the fact that he will sling the football around. So I'm going to go with Victor Cruz. Now, I know health is a question mark, but we're going to take that risk. Because if Cruz is back and if Cruz is starting, I know, man, if Beckham is going to get a lot of coverage rolled his way, think about how open Cruz will be. So, I don't think these guys that are drafted in this mock draft are thinking like I am. But, man, if I have four more selections to go, and Jarvis Landry is still available. Hope I don't jinx myself, but if he's still available, I would definitely take Landry. And then, if things work out, I can still get Cruz. Jarvis Landry is still available. Steve Smith was selected ahead of Landry. But Landry's at the top of the default rankings of Yahoo. And with three more selections to go, someone's probably going to go by the default and take Landry. And they didn't. They took Josh Hill, tight end out of New Orleans. I think they're banking on him getting a lot of looks. Not a bad pick. Just wondering why they made it in round 8. Well, in Philadelphia, defense has just been selected. And not just the defense, but defense last special team. So I can't knock them for that because Philadelphia has a way of running back kickoffs, etc. Wow, someone picked a kicker. And I'll just take Landry. Thank you. Whoever selected the kicker in round 8, Yahoo, please block them from ever playing, participating in any fantasy leagues. So, I'm hanging in there. I picked up Landry, waiting. We're in round 9. Back-to-back picks have just been made. And the individual picked Doug Martin. And now with his, since he starts the next round, he ended round 8 with Doug Martin, and now he selects John Brown as his 9th round selection. So, one more selection. Wow, someone picked St. Louis defense. Why do you select defenses and kickers? I have no idea why people do that. But, anyway, thank you, and I'll take Victor Cruz. So there, we have Victor Cruz. And my team is shaping out the way I want it to. I have players on my roster that I feel like I don't have to worry about. I have Eli Manning, and then my 3 wideouts, Jordy Nelson, T.Y. Hilton, Jarvis Landry. My running backs, Adrian Peterson, Amir Abdullah, tight end is Julius Thomas. On the bench, Andre Ellington and Victor Cruz. I can't complain about having Andre Ellington and Victor Cruz on my bench. And even if Abdullah doesn't really pan out, I can have Abdullah on my bench, and I can start Ellington. So that's looking good. I don't have to worry about any of these guys right now. Pretty much on autopilot right there. Julius Thomas, tight end. I mean, I can't complain there. He had a solid campaign last year. Of course, it was with Peyton Manning, but hey, maybe Peyton Manning had a solid campaign because he had Julius Thomas as a target. So, Alpha Blues off the board. Now, I have 4 bench positions to go, a kicker and a defense. I'm not picking a kicker to my last selection. And I'm not even picking a defense until my next to last selection. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not wasting time picking up kickers and special teams. All that stuff is random. Anything can happen on any week. And you don't know who your defense may have a favorable matchup that weekend. And may not be the highest rated defense, but it doesn't matter. If they're playing against a horrible team that weekend, works out great for you. So my advice is, last 2 selections, defense, kicker. Okay, we're at the end of round 9. The kickers are going off the board. I have no idea why people are doing this. I wish this was a real league because I would win it. So now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10. So I have 10 more selections to wait before I pick again. Colson's still on the board. Fitzgerald, Nelson Aguilar from the Eagles. Sounds like a popular, trendy pick. But in Philly, there's so much going on there. I don't like none of the quarterbacks. It's all run and shoot. That stuff can get random. I don't have time for that. I want people who are going to get the rock. So I'm thinking about Marvin Jones in Cincinnati. And I'm not sure if he's the 2nd or 3rd option. He's probably the 3rd option. So I'm looking for players who are going to be option 1 or 2. Now, I may just take a slight reach and go with, I'll tell you a player I like. That's Cecil Shorts. But I don't like him more than I like this Breshad Perriman guy, because he Smith is old, man. And, you know, I'm old too, but I don't play professional football. And Breshad Perriman is a young guy. And if Steve Smith is the number one option, then Perryman has to get some looks this year. And for him to be on my bench, that would be a good guy to just stash. So what I'll do is stash him. And I'm going to draft him. And then I'm going to come back and get Cecil Shorts. And remember, this is a three. This is a three receiver league. So I want to have depth at receiver because you have to start three receivers every week. So you better have depth. And so, because you never know with injuries and bye weeks and all that, I want to make sure that's covered. With just having two backs and it's not a flex position, I only need three running backs. And I believe the three that I've selected are right on point. So it's now my selection. And I took Perryman from Baltimore. And I'll take Cecil Shorts when it comes back around. I don't think Sanu. I like Sanu. And Sanu does a lot of things. He can throw touchdowns. He can run them. He can receive them. However, Cincinnati's going to run that ball in the end zone, or they're going to throw it to A.J. Green. So why don't I just go with Cecil Shorts, who is a sneaky good receiver. He was pretty good in Jacksonville. He just had awful – he was just on an awful team. I think now with Andre Johnson moving on to Indy, Cecil Shorts will step in, become the number two guy, and he'll get a lot of looks. So let's recap my team. Eli Manning, Jordy Nelson, T.Y. Hilton, Landry, Adrian Peterson, Abdullah, Julius Thomas, Ellington on the bench, Cruz on the bench, Perryman on the bench, Shorts on the bench. Now, I don't advise this. Just draft the best players you can. Make your decisions there. Don't make your decision based on their bye weeks. But I am looking at my receiving core. And the last two players I drafted, they both have a bye week in week 9, Perryman and Shorts. However, the three starters that I have don't have a bye week in week 9. So that's why I say don't really worry about the bye week situation. Draft the best players that you can and, you know, let the bye week situation take care of itself. You don't know who's going to be injured by that time. You don't know what type of trades you're going to be making or trade offers. Situations where teams look at your roster and say, hey, man, I love the guys you have on your team. Let me see if I can work a deal with you, you know. So don't get too caught up with all that stuff early. Just get the best players you want on your team. Now, I have one more bench position to go. I have one quarterback on my roster. I'm sorry, I have two bench positions left. I have one quarterback on my roster, and I have one tight end on my roster. So I probably need to just go ahead and fill in with a tight end and a quarterback. And since I have a long time to go here, let me start searching the tight end slot because that's the toughest one to fill up. Again, this is just backups, but, you know, there's some injuries in D.C. And I like Larry Donald in New York. He's a touchdown machine. But health is the question there. Jordan Reed, he should catch a lot of – he should get a lot of receptions, you know, PPR type stuff. But he gets injured a lot too, so it's just tough. Darius Green, he should – get a lot of burn while Gates is out. So I could take a chance and go with Green. You know, Phillip Rivers will be throwing to him. That's a good thing. But I got a feeling RG3 is going to throw a lot to Jordan Reed. So I'm going to go that direction. I like Rudolph, but I don't know. He gets injured. He's not really dynamic. But he will get a lot of catches. But, hey, week to week, I don't know. Redskins, they should be throwing the ball around a lot. And RG3 should be running for his life. So he's probably going to be looking for that target. So I'm going to go with Jordan Reed. And the only reason I say that is because competition-wise, like if I go with Green, him and Gates might split. Even though Green's going to start out hot or start out having the looks, he's probably going to, long-term, going to have to split time. So I'm going to go with Reed, and it's just simple backup. So I'm not really hurting by going that direction. Now, it's going to have a quick turnaround here, so let me prepare myself to pick up a quarterback. Now, Vernon Davis, I'm not really sure. Now, I thought about taking a chance on him, but I'll be okay with that. Too many questions there, but Kaepernick might throw to him a lot. So just think about that. Do a little research on that. I didn't have enough time right now to do that, but I may read up on that later. It's going to roll back around to me. I'm going to pick up Andy Dalton because Jay Cutler just came off the board, and Dalton can be my backup quarterback to Eli. Eli has a bye week on week 9. Dalton has a bye week on week 7. So that works out perfect. So Dalton throwing to AJ Green. I like that. I passed up on James Winston, Flacco, Mariota, Griffin, Blake Bortles, Derek Carr, Alex Smith, Nick Foles, Patrick. See what I'm saying? So I grabbed me a solid starting quarterback, playoff quarterback, as my backup. And if I look at my roster now, it's loaded. All my benches filled. I have a backup to my quarterbacks. I have Reed backing up at tight end. I have depth at receiver. I have 3 running backs. The bye weeks work out perfect with my backs. Oops. One exception. Abdullah and Ellington both have week 9 byes. So I have to just keep that in mind. And I may have to just, when I get to week 9, week 8, I'll see how things are shaping out. But I have to make a note to self that week 9, I may be short of running back. So guys, when you're drafting, draft the best players you want, but then take a look at your team and just think about what you may have to do down the line. I'm not worrying about it right now because that's 2 months away. So now, my last 2 selections will be defense and a kicker. So I can care less who they are. So what I'll do, I'll look over the defenses. Indiana is still out there, so I'll probably just take them or Miami. One of those two. I'm good with that. Like I said, I can really care less. Because all of it's random. So I'll just take Indiana and Miami. Wow, this is basketball. That would be an old Eastern Conference rival. So, rivalry. So, I put those 2 teams in my queue, and I'm going to grab a kicker. I cannot stand the kicker from Philly. He missed a lot of kicks last year, made me mad, even though he is a scoring machine. But I just don't have time for kickers who miss a lot of kicks. So let's look at putting a veteran kicker on my team. Look at Walsh. I like Walsh in Minnesota. I like Sturgis. Sturgis is a solid kicker. His bye week is week 5, but who cares? I'll drop him and pick somebody else up. Parkey would be great because Philly should move the ball down the field, but again, he has a tendency to miss a lot of kicks as well, so not really too excited about him. I'll just put Walsh from Minnesota in my queue. I like Walsh. He's reliable. He scored a lot of points last year, so I'll just put him in my queue. Now, time for me to make my selection. Indiana Colts, I will select them as my defense. And then when it rolls back around to me, I pick up Walsh as my kicker, and my draft will be over. I really appreciate you all taking the time to listen to this podcast, mock draft style, Mr. 411. So, thank you for listening, and you have a great evening. Here's my final selection, Blair Walsh. Selection has now been made. My team is complete. And just quick summary before I go. Quarterback, Eli Manning. Wide receiver, Jordy Nelson. T.Y. Hilton. Jarvis Landry. The two running backs, Adrian Peterson, Abdullah. And my starting tight end, Julius Thomas. Kicker, Blair Walsh. Defense, Indianapolis Colts. On the bench, Andre Ellington, Victor Cruz, Breshad Perriman, Cecil Shorts, Jordan Reed, Andy Dalton. Now, looking at my bye weeks, I noticed that I will have, on week 9, my only issue will be my backup running back has the same bye week as one of my starters. So, I have to just make note of that, keep that in mind, and 2 months from now, I'll deal with that situation then. Thank you all for listening, and have a good night.